Ama podcasteki SBS radyoya. رنمای نشته جبون زانیاری مجارو بابتی جیاواز سبارت بجیان لأسترالیا للاین اس بی اس کردیا اگر میوان بیت یان لسر ویزای کاتی لأسترالیا بمینی توا لزور بی هر مکان نوچه باکوری استرالیا نبیت نورثن تریتوری دتوانید اوتومبل لی بخرید با او بلگنامه کل دروی استرالیا بدستت هنوا. اگر او بلگنامه بزمانه کی جیاواز لانگلیزی بیت، دبیت ورگیراوی فرمی هروها لگل خود حل گرید. یان رپی دراوی شوفری جیهانی تبیت. ورگیرانوی فرمی لالاین بالویس خانه یان کنسول گری او ولاتی بلگنامه کی لیو درحاتوا ترخانده کرد یان لالاین ورگیراری کی فرمیوا. د صلات داری ری پیدانی نشتیمانی بو ورگیرانوه ناسراو با ناتی که کرد کراویه بو National Accreditation Authority for Translators and Interpreters بروانامه دادات وکو ورگیراری کی بناوی سایمن ویست که دالت پیدا کردنی ورگیرانوه بو اوجور بلگنامانه آسانه.
It's quite a straightforward procedure. A simple translation by a NATI qualified translator of the original driver's license into English, as long as it's accompanied by the NATI stamp, is generally sufficient.
زور بی کوچ بران بلگنامه لی خورین یان شوفریان کل دروی ولات هینا بیتیان دا گورنوا بودانه کی لوکال. برو بری گشتی ویک رودز دیوید شلتن دلت همو کاتیک وکو یک نیم.
For people who wish to convert a foreign license into an Australian license, the first question really to ask is, do I need to? And so I would suggest that if you are a temporary visa holder in Australia, you in fact can drive on your overseas license, provided your visa is valid and provided that your overseas license is either in English or you have an English translation with you. So you may not need to convert to an Australian license in some instances.
او هر وها دالت ری پیدانی شوفری نو دولتی انترنشنال درایوینگ پرمیت او بلگن نام بیانی ورده گیرتا بزمانی انگلیزی.
An international license is essentially a translation of a driver license. So you still need to have a full driver's license in order to get an international driving permit. The permit's quite useful because it is a translation of the license that you might hold in a language other than English. So it's important to have that translation, particularly if you're driving here whilst you're on a temporary visa.
اگر تو ویزای همیشهی یان پرمننت ویزات هیا، او دبیت بلگنامه لخورینک بگاری لسه یا شش مانگ دا. او پروسیش لهرم با هرم و جدائی هیا. او کسانی لهنده کولات و دن او دتوانن ببه اوی هیچ تاقی کردنوه یک بدن، بلگنامه کهان بگارن با بلگنامه یکی استرالی یان اره پیدانی شوفیری. لویک رودزو دیوید شلتن امشیده کاتو.
There's a small number of recognised countries. These are countries for which you do not need to sit a test to convert to a Victorian licence. Countries that are recognised include Singapore, Japan, Spain, Malta, Sweden, obviously the UK, Canada, and many European countries.
او هروها دلت خلکی لهمو ولاتکانی دیکوا دبیت چندین تاقی کردنوا انجام دن وکو هی چاو زنیاری گشتی تاقی کردنوی بریاردانو تاقی کردنوی لخورینی اوتومبیل.
However, many new migrants to Australia, such as people from India, Sudan, China, Pakistan, these people do not come from recognised countries and they will need to go through full set of tests in order to convert to a Victorian license.
راهنری کی شوفری لهرمی ویکتوریا بناوی اتیلو کرمک او پلان شیدکاتو بو تاقی کردنوی لخورینی اوتومبیل.
Trams are a big issue. Understanding how to interact with pedestrians because pedestrians basically have more right of way than what motor vehicles do. And in some countries that's not the case. So they find themselves placed in an awkward situation trying to understand those. Out of the city but on the highways, I find that a lot of people that come from overseas are just not used to long drives. They don't drive the sort of distances we drive. They don't drive on the sort of roads that we drive on. We have a lot of exposed edges and things like that, so we know of people running off the road because they lose control when they hit the rough edges.
روشو جنگی لخورینی اتومبیل استرالیا لوانه سخت به بو هندک لکوچ بران. اتیلا کرمک او خالانه دست نیشان دکد که جی نیگرانیا بو هندک لو شوفرانی که لاسترالیا دستکن به اتومبیل لخورین.
I think for an applicant that comes from overseas, the most difficult thing is not even the test. It's our road laws can confuse a lot of people. Obviously, non-English speaking people, it's difficult for them to interpret a lot of the laws. And when they're receiving directions where they have to go, sometimes they get quite confused. I think the biggest problem is the fact that a lot of people come from roads where they traditionally drive on the right-hand side. And of course, in Australia, we drive on the left. And that does throw them out quite a lot.
هاوکات اگر انگلیزی یکم زمانت نبیت اوه خوننوی رینمای کانو تیگیشتن لنیشانکان سختی اکی دیکه.
They go through what they call a pre-drive check. They're checking for the applicants to know and understand how to use the controls and making sure that the vehicle's roadworthy. So that's the very first thing you do before you even start driving. Then there's two parts to the driving test. The test in total goes for about 30 minutes, but the first 10 minutes is when they will ask them to perform a three-point turn or reverse parallel park. And if they pass that assessment, they then do a 20-minute drive. And a 20-minute drive takes in more major roads, takes in lane changes. And at the end of that, 30 minutes is up and you're back at the testing station and pass all that, you've got a license.
او پودکاست کی اس بی اس رادیو بو بو بابتی زورتر سبارت بارن مای نشتجبون سردانی sbs.com.au/kurdishbka